Bemidji State again wins by the final score of 4-1. Head coach Tom Servitori is now joining us. Tom, this is a weird game, isn't it?
No, I just said that. You know what? I've coached, I don't know how many games I've coached, maybe 800 as a head coach, another 250 as an assistant coach, I don't know, whatever it is. And I just told the guys this, like, every game has a little bit different personality, a little bit different identity. Like, you forget, like, it's nothing. No game is ever the same is what I'm getting at, Schultze. And sometimes we think that we've coached in every type of game, but you have, but there's always little wrinkles. And it's just that's the sport we play. And, no, it's a weird sport we play, and that's we talk about this all the time with our team.
I think your fourth shot was the goal there in the first period. Then you don't get another one. Maybe it was your third shot, so you got one the rest of the game. But
rest of the period. Let's not just
rest, okay. Rest of the period. Yes.
Not that I'm trying to. You know
rest
what?
Of the period.
I'm not trying to. You know, critique you, but I get a little. You know what? Exactly.
My point is Zach Driscoll kept you in the game though. He made a ton of saves in that first period. He ends up with 47 of them tonight. And again, without him, you probably don't win the game, do you?
No, we don't. But they got to do that. That's part of the job description. I just told Driskey that, too. It's just the part of the job description.
So Ethan Somoza scores two of them back-to-back there. The first one, Aaron Miller just kind of gets the puck because their guy fell down. But Somoza was tangled up with one of their guys on the post, somehow comes free, and Millsy finds him. The next one, Brennan Harris, I'm not even sure he was looking towards Somoza, but knew where he was. And the puck didn't stay on his stick very darn long.
No.
How important is that quick release for him?
Well, big time. And he knows what's, you know, he's a veteran. And hey, Schultze, the one thing you don't get at the, you can't buy at the supermarket is experience. And he knows where to go. He knows situations. He just can think ahead. He can think one step ahead.
They go 0 for 5 on the power play. They had 10 shots, 10 of their 48 shots were on the power play. But again, I don't know that they had a ton of great looks. They certainly had some chances, don't get me wrong. But how does your penalty kill change, though, when you've got a Wills Mullick in there that you haven't had for 2 months?
Well, yeah, we also don't have Owen Sillinger either.
It's true. Just,
you know what I mean? So it's great having Willie. Love to have Owen back, too. So, I mean, it's just like, again, we gain one and we lose one.
I would expect them to come out guns a-blazing tomorrow. How important is that start going to be tomorrow night?
No, obviously it's always important.
Well, in this stretch where you maybe haven't played as well, you hadn't scored first, you did tonight.
Yep.
It makes a big difference,
doesn't
it?
Oh, huge, Schultze.
See you tomorrow night.
All right, pal.
Tom Servitori, head coach of the Beavers here in our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Beavers win tonight by the final score of 4-1.